You're listening to
V for Vertigo,
episode 84.
Something kind of vertigo going on here. I've been seeing fables in my dreams. I've been laying scalped out here for hours in this swamp in New Orleans. I've been reading spells from books of magic, trying just to help blaze trails to you. Feeling like a loser, so so tragic. Feeling like I'm left to preach at fools. All the time spent moving, oh so slow. It's something kind of vertigo.
Welcome, it's the beginning of another edition of V for Vertigo, where I'm in the air everywhere, streaming on the vast world wide web. And this podcast is one man's journey into the world of all things Vertigo comics, because everything else is just picture books. I'm your host, Mark. The Niners didn't show up today. Sad face. Johnson. And this week's spoiler field review will cover Why the Last Man, Safe Word by Brian K. Vaughan and Pia Guerrera. And hello, everybody. And man, the Niners suck. They're terrible. But at least I actually took a shower today and I cleaned my apartment. Most of it. I gotta do dishes, gotta pay the bills, and I gotta do some edits, and I gotta record this show, and then edit this, and put it all together, and blah, 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 blah. None of you guys care. Now, there's no news this week, but I did want to let you know that the Kill Shakespeare trade is out, and you could probably get it on InStockTrades.com, and maybe for 37% off. Their pricing is kind of wonky. If it's not, let me check. I think I could do it. Kill Shakespeare. Man, this is weird. The mic's too close. I can't type because my keyboard's too close. You guys don't really care. No, you can only get it for 30% off. You should really do get it. No, this is weird. So I typed in Kill Shakespeare. Okay. Let me go back. And it brought up 5 pages with, and it's sorted by 100 page per title. So I guess it looks for everything Kill, because next thing is Kill Audio and Killing Girl and Kill Your Boyfriend and Sin City, New Miller, oh, Big Fat Kill, Dark Rain. Okay, you get the point. Unknown Soldier. I gotta pick up Easy Kill. Oh, so, In Stock Trades, right? Ooh, I Kill Giants. They got the unofficial sponsor of this show, whatever. So they got a new website, and you guys should really go check it out. First of all, it looks a lot better. But unfortunately, it's not quite done, because whenever I hit the banner, there's these banners, the new discount, the Dark Horse, and then you get this error message, so that's bad. You can't search for Vertigo. Like, if you look sort by the publishers, it's either DC, Marvel, Image, Dark Horse, etc., etc. No, you can't search by Vertigo. And apparently their login system's a lot better, but I haven't actually ordered anything. I will in like a week or two, but I need money, and I need to go Christmas shopping. And I guess this is weird, their search, it's easier to search by stuff if you know what you want, i.e. publisher, writer, even artist, even cover artist. And but if you search by title, it's like before, In Stock Trades would have to be really exact. Like, I don't think I could have searched for, I had to type in Kill Shakespeare. Like, if I typed in Shakespeare, it might not have worked. It's like you had to be really exact. But now, I don't know if this is good or bad, because I typed what I wanted and it did organize it. They did get what I wanted at the top of the list. Kill Shakespeare, but then it lists fucking about 500 other titles, and it's like, wow, Really? But you can change the layout. What's it on now? The default is details. Let me click. My internet is really slow. Am I torrenting or something? Am I watching a game? No. You can do by thumbnails. You can do by text. And apparently there's also, well, okay, you can't do by text because you get another server error and / application and a bunch of shit. I don't know what it means. But apparently stuff is now 38% off. Or at least DC, Marvel, and Image titles, which is cool. I always did find the stuff by the indies, like Kill Shakespeare and, I don't know, I guess Kill Audio, to be cheaper. Oh, I gotta pick up Stuff of Legend, too. That is also cheaper on the discount. So, well, but the site looks good. The one thing I do like, let me click on the title here. Let me click on Captain Stupendous. I don't know what that's about. Oh, I should hurry up and load. Alright. Oh, and you can also look by characters. Alright, so if I click on Captain Stupendous, it shows an image of the cover. Unfortunately, I'm not sure if it's because of my browser or it's because Captain Stupendous is a indie title. But they used to be able to peek inside a little bit, which is cool. But I guess you can't. But what I also like is, this is what I think every store should do, right? I don't care if you sell ebooks, video games, whatever. You should go. You might also like. So that has that, which is cool. That really helped me if I could search by a Vertigo title. Because now at the bottom, it's like, you might also like 24. Ooh, there's an omnibus for 24. Let me click on that. I actually kind of want to. I missed my 24. So, let me see. Collects a whole bunch of shit. 340 pages for $17. Do I want? See, if there was like a preview thing, I might do that. Oh, and there's also add to wishlist, which is new. And there's a few, you could order floppies on here. It seems a bit weird, right? But it's not just in stock. All this crap is in stock. Oh, this is layout. I gotta change the layout. Alright. My internet is really shitty today. I don't know why. This is the storm. Kind of fizzled out last night while it was raining. So, yeah, there's also a coming soon section, which is good. I might have to pick up, coming soon, Air. I have to pick that up. Coming soon, Charmed. Do I want to get Charmed? I gotta get the whole thing on DVD first. Should I get the Charmed comics? It'll be good. The Buffy ones aren't as good. Then it goes downhill from there. But, yeah, go check out the unofficial sponsor of V for Vertigo, go In Stock Trades. You'll like it. And if you do buy something, tell them I sent you. Maybe I can get sponsorship or something. Or maybe not. Whatever. But it is a bitch to find stuff. I think I tried, like, it's, instead of being too narrow, it's too wide. I tried to find the Doom, some Doom storyline. I think it's called Emperor Doom. Or Doom World. Doom something. And it gave me, like, everything with Doom in it. And then I tried to find the Emperor Joker. Hey, everything with Joker in it. So, that's the downside. But, enough of that. Go check that out. Go buy Kill Shakespeare. Even though it's not a Vertigo title. Let's be honest. What ongoing Vertigo titles are good? Yeah, huh? Exactly. Alright, enough of that. Shit, I gotta hurry up and finish the show. Gotta watch the Eagles and Giants. Because, man, Mike Vick, did you watch that Washington game? That boy good. And it's like normally when I watch blowouts, I'm like, oh, it's going to blow up. I watch Mike Vick play all day. And watching Troy Smith play is like watching Mike Vick in really slow motion and about a couple inches shorter. The Niners. All right, let's get to it.
And now it's time for the rundown.
So, we're here to talk about Why the Last Man, Safe Word by Brian K. Vaughan and Pia Guerrera. So bad. I think Why has given me an appreciation for Fables. Why made Fables look like a fucking masterpiece? Oh, what was that noise? Oh, you guys can't hear it. But Why made Fables look good? I don't want to read Why anymore. Do I have to? I don't have to do anything. But man, oh man. Oh well. All right. Let me recap Why. Gets worser and worser. I know that's not correct, but worser and worser every trade. Let me recap Why. It goes like this. Oh man. All right. So ampersand. Ah, hell, the damn monkey. I'm not going to treat the monkey with respect. He's the only character. Like, ampersand is sick somehow. It's not really shown. Surprise, surprise. So the doctor, I don't get, what is her name? She's useless. Whatever. The doctor, got a hangnail or a toenail hangnail. Toenail hangnail? That sounds weird. So the doctor and 355... drop off Yorick in on 355's old culper ring agent buddy 7-Eleven. Yeah, where do they get these names? So Yorick stays with 7-Eleven and she helps him deal with his issues. And I don't even want to talk about it. Okay. She's not a psychiatrist. She's not a psychologist. I don't even know what the difference is, to be honest. If someone could tell me. She's not a doctor, but she tortures Yorick, dresses up in S&M, beats him, drugs him, calls him fag. It's weird. It's very... blah, 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 blah. That's how it is. It's like, what the fuck? And then, apparently, Yorick was abused when he was a kid. Which is odd. And that is why he became an escape artist. So, he wouldn't get tied up again. But at least he told his parents. Unlike every other weak-ass fool. And... yeah, she helps him deal with the issues, and because if you've noticed in the last trades, he does try to, I don't know, he doesn't, well, I guess he does try to fix stuff. He kind of has a death wish, aside from being an immature dumbass, he has a death wish, so she helps him deal with that, and she also helps him get over his sexual issues, because, come on, he has not had... so he's the last man on Earth, conceivably. And he has not had sex. It's weird. Well, 355 and the doctor come back. And they don't tell. Like, Yorick doesn't tell what happened. But that's fixed. But then at the end, some people, I think from the culprit ring or something else. Who cares? They kill 7-Eleven. There you go. That's the first half of the trade. Second half of the trade is... apparently there's a fire in Utah. So it's off camera. And so they got to cut through Arizona. And Interstate 40, I think. But 8 people... yeah, 8 women are holding it. And they divided it in half. And apparently they're stopping supplies from getting from the west to the east... which is amazing, because A, it's 8 people, and B, there's plenty of other ways to cut through Arizona, or any other state, besides Utah and Arizona. So, you meet some bald mechanic chick, and, I don't know what happens. Oh, so, Dr. Man tries to go off on and negotiate with the crazy people, 8 people. It's like 6. I think 2 of them died. So, they beat her and torture. And 355 comes and tries and has a botched rescue attempt because for some strange reason, she doesn't like the kill. Even though she's like an assassin or secret agent, and it's part of the job. Well, they eventually escape, but one of the people, the daughter of the leader, had come to check out the bald mechanic chick and shoots her. And then there's a standoff at the end between York and the chick. This is also showing off. And there's bang bang. And York's alive at the end, so she dies. And apparently, even though she has a bigger gun, she missed York. Yeah, how does that make no sense? Oh, and the doctor, Dr. Man? I don't know, whatever her fucking name is. She spills her guts about the clone was not of her nephew or nothing. She was trying to make a clone of herself and didn't want to be seen as a mad scientist. Blah, blah, blah. I'm really not excited for this. This is getting worse every trade I read. At the end, the astronaut chick, oh yeah, she has a baby. It's a boy. Don't know whose it is because they didn't show it. If it's black, it's the black dudes. If it's white, it's the white dudes. There you go. That's easy. And then Hero comes at the end and asking where York's at. And oh my god, this trade sucked. And okay. So when I first read Y, I thought it was okay. And I really, my problem was just the ending, right? As I've mentioned countless times before. But now, I didn't exactly read those trades one after another because it's not Preacher, it's not good, or Lucifer. So now that I'm doing the show, I'm able to read the trades every other week, right? That makes a huge fucking difference. I don't have to wait for the floppies, assuming I read them, or I don't have to wait for the trades when they come out. And since I already have them all, I don't have to wait until I buy a whole bunch of comics like I do every 4 months. So I can see the pacing, not just for the books, but for the entire series. Now, while the pacing for Safe Word wasn't slow, oh my god, was it confusing. Alright, so remember the last trade? Where, you know, the monkey had escaped or left, and there was like a ninja chasing him or something. Yeah, I remember how that you're like, what? Or why I was like, what? I didn't get it. Because, you know, nothing was really shown. It's just, oh, okay. Ampersand's here. Wait, what? There's a ninja? What? So in this trade, I must have skipped one. Let me see. Let me check. No. Trade 4. So on this one, the monkey's sick. How did he get sick? I don't know. And they're taking him to hospital. Did I miss something? Did he get sick with the play people? Did I skip a trade? No. It's all very weird. So already, just like, but if I had taken a couple months to read the next trade or whatever. Say I waited till the solicits come out, and that's why every 3 months. And I would have been like, oh, okay. I wouldn't have noticed it, and it wouldn't have bothered me. But I read the third trade a couple weeks ago. So, fresh in my mind. Now I'm like, wait, what? Wait, he's sick. Wait, what? So, I was already confused and annoyed at that cheap trick. Which works perfectly fine for TV, but not for books. Especially when TV can go previously on in other seasons, you know. So, just when you think why I can't get any weirder, 7-Eleven not only captures Y, or York, which, you know, kind of expected, but then, for whatever reason, she does some weird S&M mind shit. And that, like, I was already annoyed. That just took me, I got lifted up and someone stuck a foot in my ass and booted me out of the story. It's like, I didn't mind that she tried to help him with the story. Well, no, I did, because she just got introduced 4 trades deep. She's one of those people that kill people, you know? But then she's going to help him in a non-conventional way. It would have made more sense if she had like a doctor's degree or if 355 had told her. But instead she just read 355's journal and figured it all out. And then they just made it worse. They made it worse by having Yurik having a fucked up childhood and was abused just like everyone else. I'm so sick of these people. I was abused when I was a kid. I didn't do anything about it. Weaklings. Oh, man, I'm going on a rant. Everyone's so weak. Either get over it or move on. Do something when you're a fucking kid. Don't be such a pussy that you are now. I was a blah, blah, blah. Watch that Oprah show. It'll drive me crazy. Every time I turn on the channel, I don't even have cable. Or I have limited cable. I see news stories of that shit. People getting abused sexually. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, you're complaining that when you were 10, some woman fucked you? Oh, yeah. I would be complaining, too. Well, I'd be like, what the fuck? And then I'd be complaining. Now, if it was a man, you know, do something about it. Don't be such a wimp when you're a kid. And don't be complaining now. Jesus, you can't, unless you get in your DeLorean and hit 88 miles an hour, can't go back. Like, just let it go. And if it's not that, it's the bullying. Oh my God, I've been bullied. Oh my God, she teasing me. Oh my, wow, wow, wow. And making me whine. That is annoying me. You're making me whine and you're making me angry from you whining. Are a bunch of weaklings. Suck. Can we get a war? A real war? Because I would like to see this country fall. Or a lot of weaklings killed. I don't know, one of the two. It's really quite annoying. So bad. So bad. Oh, and so back to the story. So Yorick had his first sexual experience with a girl. And apparently, after the wad up tissue, toilet paper, whatever, there was a whole bunch of flies on it. It was just stupid. It made no sense. I mean, it's like, what? At first, he waited till he was college till he got laid. Was Beth his first one? I didn't even care at that point. I was just like, why are there so many flies in your apartment? Why are they going for the cum rag? I mean, all guys' first sexual experience is horrible because it lasts like 10 seconds or something. I don't know. But it's like, what? So, I'm so stupid. I don't even know what I was reading. Yeah. Yeah, I know I was supposed to feel sympathy for Yorick, you know, she had a bad first sexual experience and he was abused by another little boy, blah, blah, blah. But really, I was just annoyed and angry that I had to read this shit. Vaughn, you took the cheap, Vaughn, if you're listening to this shit, you took the cheap route to try to get people's sympathies and it didn't work. At least for me, maybe it did for others. But probably not, because his abuse thing was only like a page or two. And then he got abused by the S&M chick. And then he didn't fuck her, which is like, oh my, what? What is wrong? So, I've been able to deduce, figure out, analyze. Okay, if you look at it, up until now, Yorick is not only non-sympathetic, right? You don't relate to him because he's an escape artist. You don't relate to him because he's the last man on earth and not fucking women. And you don't relate to him because he's searching for Beth halfway around the world. It's not like she's a couple hours away in another city. No, she's halfway around the world. So, Yorick keeps putting his life in danger and screwing things up. That's fine. I can understand the flaw hero. But, let's see. Okay, when it comes to a flawed hero, one of the things that you change him, that he gets better and stronger, is that he must come upon a realization at some time and change his life around. Now, let me give you some classic examples. Or maybe just one example, because the game's about to start. We'll take Star Wars. So, in Empire Strikes Back, Luke does something stupid. I don't understand how his X-Wing can get from Dagobah to Cloud City, because it should be a short-range spaceship, but I'm not even sure how long all that time period it is. But plot holes aside, he leaves Yoda's training and rushes to save his friends. Mistake, heart's in the right place, mistake. Fights Vader, loses, but he realizes that he's not quite a Jedi yet, or as badass as he is, which he thinks he is pretty badass considering there are no more Jedi, and you know he has a lightsaber and can move stuff. But when Vader kicks his ass, he realizes, oh, I still have more things to learn. That makes sense. Now, in other, what was it? Oh, Human Target. I was watching. That was a terrible season premiere. But before Chance, this is TV show-wise, before Chance became a good guy, he was a bad, and then the chick helped him come upon his realization. Well, he was leaning towards it, and when she died, he realized it. Generally, when someone dies because of the flawed hero, that's when they realize it. And then when something bad happens, that's when you realize it, right? There you go. Now you don't realize it. This was cheap and lazy writing. You don't realize it when someone tortures, drugs you, and fucks with you with some weird S&M shit. And then you go, oh yeah, maybe I should change my ways. Maybe I should. See, it's like it was trying to be Good Will Hunting, where Robin Williams was like, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. But it was not Good Will Hunting. Right. Oh, this is terrible. Let me wrap this up. So, another bad thing I'm having with Y is that all of it takes place off camera or off panel. Let me give you some examples. Oh, look, Utah's burning. How Utah burn? Why is it burning? I don't know. Is that important? Did something happen? Did they cause the burning? I don't know. Hey, look, ampersand sick. Well, how did he get sick? Did it do something to cause him sick? Did the ninja, which still not explained, drug him with a poison dart or something? Oh, look, Yorick killed someone. Did she come close to killing him? Obviously she did, because there was a panel of the two bangs. Did he get wounded? Well, no, he wasn't shown. That wasn't showing that he got wounded. Did he feel bad killing her? I don't know. They didn't really show him kill her. Did he kill her cleanly? I don't know. Did he have to do it right? I don't know. It's just shown. It'd be nice if some of this was shown. I said it's all. Just assume. It's terrible. So, the second story isn't as bad as the first. But to be honest, we have to try really hard to make the second story as bad as the first. Because the first one's so bad, because it doesn't show anything. Comes out of left field and completely goes in a direction you didn't expect. Not a logical direction where you didn't expect, but a direction where you were like, what the fuck was that shit? So, the problem with the second story is the same problem with this whole goddamn story plot trades up to this point. Now, in my summary, I could have told you the summary. S&M shit aside, I could have told you the trade was all like this. So, some crazed women take over part of America. Someone who you probably feel a little sympathetic to that they meet is a new character, gets killed. And Yorick does something stupid that risks his life while he tries to save the day. Now granted, because of the S&M story, Yorick doesn't do anything stupid. But up until now, that's been the same exact plot. There's some crazy bitches. There's one you might actually like and who's nice. Yorick doesn't fuck her for some strange reason. Oh look, she gets killed. Because of Yorick. Probably because of Yorick. And rinse, cycle, repeat. It's like, oh my god, that's so bad. As much as I don't like Fables, at least it had a different plot. This is the same goddamn plot for trades now. It's terrible. It's so how many more trades is there to go? I don't even want to look at my bookshelf. I better look at my... Oh, game's about to start. So, you figure... I don't know how long four trades is worth. What is that? Four trades... Year and a half? Year and a half? Year and a half? So, in story time... The story's been going on for a year and a half. And you would think that, you know, that could have changed up a bit. They didn't get thrown in the Dark Ages completely. There wasn't an EMP pulse a la Escape from L.A., which I actually like better than Escape from New York. But no, there's no order. It's still thrown in the Wild, Wild West. Just because, well, more than half the population died. Because, you know, women are in airplanes and stuff and starving. And it's a bit of chaos. But I think there'd be some order to it. At least a minute. So the major intersection, the one and only, apparently, 8 people are holding off. And they know, everyone knows that there's a reason why it's being blocked and who's doing it. So only a group of Texas Rangers. I didn't even know you can be a chick and be Texas Ranger. All I remember is Walker, Texas Ranger. And then the black dude in that show. I don't even know his name. So the Rangers go over, but then the government or no other things go over and help. It's like, oh my God. And another thing. So you get the story of the doctor, and it's like, I don't give a shit. I hope you die. Well, I don't think she does, but I hope she dies, right? And then you get 355 for whatever reason. Has problems killing people. They're trying to kill her, trying to kill the doctor, trying to kill York. I'm sorry. And she, like, apologizes when she has to kill people. I mean, most or all the men, except for York, died. And then, I don't get it. It's, even if you're not trained to kill people, they're trying to kill you. Just kill them. She's making me mad. The way her character's being written. She's supposed to be strong and tough and just kill people. You know? Take them out. That's what you're trained for. Protect him and then kill anybody that fucks with you. But she's hesitating and not killing. It's all very dumb. I'm sure it'll get explained later when there's some other crazed group of women, whether from Israel or Japan or the wannabe Amazons, and then she'll deal with it and blah blah blah. Someone sympathetic will die and I'll just be annoyed again. So there is one plus side of Safe Word, which I don't know what Safe Word means, by the way. It would have made more sense under that S&M stuff where you know, there's a Safe Word to snap York out of it. But if someone can tell me that title means, much obliged. Oh, what was the only good thing about this book, aside from it being over, me, it's over, is that the art, it was good. There's, like, more detail has been used, and people look different. See, what's funny is I gave a lot of shit for the artwork in the first trade. It was terrible, though. But I thought I remember that it being terrible for the whole entire series. No, it's the writing that's terrible for the whole entire series. The artwork actually improves, at least up till now. So the artwork's good. I would like to recant what I said. Now I'd like to apologize to Piera Guerrera. Or maybe it's Goran Pavlo or Jose Marzan Jr. See, I don't know what the other two do. It could just be the inker and colorer. But whatever, artist, whoever's responsible, Pia, did a good job. Brian K. Vaughan, oh my God, he's the winner of the Eisner Award for Best Writer. Must have been a slow year. I don't even want to look at you. Let me read the blurbs. Oh my God, well, as I'm learning, people that give blurbs generally don't read the shit, you just give it as a thing, and they're also taken out of context on purpose sometimes. You could be like, this book is like Stephen King and just throwing out shit, Dean Koontz, if they sucked. And then so you could just put on the blurb, this book is like Stephen King and Dean Koontz. see, this is like when you reach it. From the Chicago Tribune, has steadily proved to be one of the best examples in its art form. ... Fascinating. And I'm like, what's in the ... And it's like, because the story is shit. What's on the back? See, it makes you wonder, like, people don't even read it. When you write some generic shit like this, The best science fiction story in America is not at the multiplex theater, on television, or even on the bookshelf. It's in writer Brian K. Vaughan and artist Pia Guerrera's comic book series, Why the Last Man, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And I'm like, oh, what's this one? Oh, here we go. Here, Vaughan brings a burning suspense out of the scenario, drop by drop, helped by the serialized format of comics, leaving readers to figure out what happens next and why. Nails, prepare to be bitten. See, the first one, or the St. Louis one, I'm like, you obviously didn't read it. You're like, giving out reviews. Hey, I need a blurb. Okay, I'll give you a blurb. Although this is a comic book, so you figure it's a lot easier to read than a fucking 90, 100K book. And then the second one was like, by Columbus Alive. And I don't even get that. It was probably like, I was as confused as Mark from V for Vertigo was. Nah, well, obviously, he came first. He was as confused as I was. And then he's like, yeah, it makes you want to know what happens next and why. Because it's all off panel and he never shows you a damn thing and he repeats the plot. That's what I got from the ... Anyways, chucking it. Nope, just threw it. So I really want to give it a 1. But you know what? Because of the artwork, I will give whatever. What is this called? I shouldn't have chucked it. Why the Last Man? Safe word. A 2 out of 5. Oh, thanks for listening, everyone. And if you're offended on my rants about abuse, bullying, or terrible writing, well, fuck you. As always, I appreciate it if you left me some feedback on iTunes. And next week's pick, I will be wrapping up. Ooh, it is a holiday weekend. Next week's pick, assuming I do an episode, I will be wrapping up the four-trade story of Testament Exodus. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints, you can email me at vertigocast@gmail.com, or you can go to thecomicsforums.com. To see what's coming up, you can visit the website at vprovertigo.blogspot.com. I'm also part of the Comics Podcast Network, although I was going to say something I probably shouldn't. Nah, although I don't know why. I don't know why they let me. Because I'm not as classy as some of them. I guess they don't listen. They just let you in. At comicspodcast.com. If you are listening, I'm just kidding. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/Hellspire. And remember, you can't lose what you don't put in the middle. But you can't win much either.
And like that,